Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Here at The Key and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners because, as you know, we have entered the month of Ramadan. In many Muslim countries, we've entered the month of Ramadan. And this month of Ramadan is the month of prayer. It's the month of dua. And today we're going to ask a question which is related to dua and prayer. And this is especially so important for Muslims who are living in non-Muslim countries. You know, people who are living in non-Muslim countries, Muslims living in non-Muslim countries, you know, they get asked this question a lot that by non-Muslims. Can you pray for me? This is the month of Ramadan. You know, your coworker might come up to you. Hey, I heard it's Ramadan. Can you pray for me in Ramadan? Or, you know, your friend at school, he might say, oh, I heard it's Ramadan. Hey, don't forget me in your prayers. You know, what do we say to such a person? Hey, I can't pray for you, you know, dude, you're non-Muslim or whatever. Can we pray for these people or not? According to a lot of the verses of the Holy Quran, if we look at these verses at face value, it seems as if these verses are saying that, no, it's not permissible for us to pray for non-Muslims, such as the following verse of the Holy Quran. You know, in this verse, God Almighty says that He tells the Prophet, if you pray for them or don't pray for them, it doesn't matter. Even if you pray for them 70 times, right? God will never forgive them because they are disbelievers in God and the Holy Prophet, and God does not guide a transgressing lot. So verses such as this and similar verses seem to indicate the fact that it's not permissible for us to ask forgiveness and pray for non-Muslim. First of all, we should remember one point, and that's that in these verses, right, God Almighty is specifically talking about asking forgiveness for these disbelievers. He's not talking about praying, right, for other things, right? Like, for example, praying for their well-being, praying for their safety, and things like that, right? So this is the first point. So this verse is specifically restricted to asking for their forgiveness. And another point which is important to mention is that in other verses of the Quran, we see that this prohibition is restricted and conditioned with the fact that we should be sure that these people are going to go to hell. Right? So if there's a chance that they might be forgiven and might be guided to the straight path, we should be able to pray for them, even for their forgiveness. In a famous tradition in a riwayat, which has been narrated from Imam Qasim, the Imam says, there's no problem in you praying for a Christian doctor, right? There's no problem in it. Your prayer, then in the continuation, the Imam says, your prayer for him has no value, right? If or when God... your prayer for him has no value for him, and God will not answer it. So we can gather from this tradition that the Imam is trying to say that you can pray for them this Christian doctor, unless you are sure that the prayer will not be answered and has no benefit from him. Meaning, in the case where you're sure that this person is, there's no, possibility of his being guided. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the permissibility of praying for non-Muslims according to the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.